started. I think whoever's coming is probably already here, so it's a low turnout, but we're going to keep going. First item is roll call, please.
Commissioner Snappa?
Here.
Commissioner Geary?
Excused.
Commissioner Blackburn?
Here.
Commissioner Taggart?
Here.
And Commissioner Christopher?
Here.
Supervisor Couch?
MIA.
And you do all?
I'm not sure where he is.
They're always MIA.
Next item is approval of summary of proceedings from last month. And if there's any discussion needed, let's talk about it. If not, I need a motion to accept.
I didn't find anything. I'll make a motion to.
And I will second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Trying to turn it off.
Whose phone was that?
Which reminds me, these are all your electronic devices. Either off or silent. And there's so many people here, and there's going to be a lot of talking. We need to talk about the hallway. So, anyway, please turn those to mute. Consent agenda, none. Item number D, public presentations. I'll go ahead and read it as usual. This portion of the meeting is reserved for persons to address the commission on any matter not on the agenda, but under the jurisdiction of the commission. Commissioners may respond briefly to statements made or questions posed. They may ask a question for clarification, make a referral to staff for factual information, or request staff to report back to the commission at a later meeting. Also, the commission may act to direct the staff to place a matter of business on a future agenda. Please state your name and address, and you're limited to 2 minutes. First row.
Yes. I need to get up there.
If you're able.
Barely.
Okay, good. The microphone's working.
Yeah, here. I'm going to go there. My name is Judith Kaufman, number 92312. I'm president of the California Federation of Dog Clubs.
Oh, Terry Collins, secretary, California Federation of Dog Clubs, president, Tashkent Mountain Dog Answers.
So I guess it'll be 4 minutes.
I don't think we need that long. Okay.
It's quick.
We wanted to give you a report on the California Federation of Dog Clubs. Donated the following: nine large wire crates, 2 medium-sized plastic crates, 2 small plastic crates, 36 snap leads, kennel leads. We have 15 aluminum kitty litter pans, 4 large bottles of kitty litter, 1 box of paper food dishes, which we think we could use if you had dogs or cats that were sick, so you didn't pass it on. And I think it's a medium dog rescue. Slim, I'll have to ask you and see if you think you know what it is. We think it amounts to roughly around $1,500. You done?
Yeah, you got the information.
That's it.
Okay. Anyways, that came from the California Federation of Dog Clubs to the Green County Animal Services, and they picked them up on the 1st of June.
Thank you. All adds up. Thank you very much.
I have to get them first.
All right. Okay, table 2 on public comments.
This is for your records.
Nothing. Oh, thank you.
And then we just need an acknowledgement.
Table 2?
Yeah, a letter to us would be good for the.
You said 1500?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll
take to make it official.
Stay. Who is another receipt?
Okay. Susan?
Coming here. I'm pretty close to quitting rescue altogether. I'm tired. I mean, there's nothing really happening. I mean, you can pass all the ordinances you want. Unless there's enforcement, nothing's going to change. Things are worse and worse and worse as I've seen in years. I currently have 8 posters at my house. I had more, but 2 left last Saturday. People are dumping dogs left and right. There's been 5 out of our park. 2 were finally picked up. 1 was a mama with puppies. I mean, I just was thinking the fact that nobody from the board of supervisors shows up at this meeting tells me exactly what I need to know. Is your bosses don't give a damn about the community. And as far as the petition, I would not even go out and do a petition and ask somebody to raise money, taxes, when people are struggling like crazy in this town already. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. I really go for the shelters because I work both with city and county, and they're both drowning. I mean, it's ridiculous. I have fostered many for city, not just for county, but for city as well. So I see what goes on over there also. And shame on the city as well. Shame on the county, shame on the city, that they're really not putting their foot down and doing to help their community, because it is their community that they're responsible for. And I feel for the shelter workers and the rescues that are out here trying to keep up. We can't anymore. This community can't anymore. So, you know, unless somebody starts coming up with some viable resources and better solutions, unfortunately, you're going to have to keep putting down dogs. Juliet said he's going to have to keep putting down dogs because there's no other answers. And nobody in this community is coming up with any kind of answers. And I find that pretty sad that this county doesn't care enough about their community to do, and it's not just animal welfare, because I absolutely believe there should be a lot more resources given to animal welfare. That's one of my pet things. You know, but it's not going to happen. What the county has done is people don't want to work here, and it's not just an animal services. Why? Because they haven't got raises in years. They're working on one now, and they have continued to strip their benefits. I mean, the pull to the county was, okay, I'll take a little less pay because the benefits are great, but not anymore. And they wonder why they can't get anybody hired. Well, you know, animals are going to keep dying, as well as children and whatever else. Crime is going to continue to be out of control because we're not putting any resources where they really need to be. So, and I just find it sad. I mean, because, you know, child welfare and animal welfare has been a passion of mine for, you know, a long time. But I can tell you, when I'm done, I'm done. I'm tired, you know, spinning my wheels, as a lot of other people are. It's too much anymore for people.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Table 3 still. Michelle? No? Sunday? Michael? Okay, last table, sir, did you have a comment you'd like to make as a public presentation?
No, what I was coming for was the County Wildlife Resources Commission.
I can't hear you.
If you California Wildlife Resource Commission he was looking for.
Oh, okay, this is not that.
I know.
But you're welcome to sit in here. Okay.
Okay. I just wanted to make a comment to Susan as well. And I think every last one of us feels absolutely every bit of what you feel right now. But unfortunately, there's not enough resources for people these days. There's not enough resources for anybody. It's the state of the country at the moment. It's really, I mean, I just paid $6.15 today for gas. You know, it's
you know, I would buy that, except for when I see this country giving billions away to other states and other countries. Not taking care of our own, so I don't buy that excuse anymore. Sorry.
Well, okay. It's not an excuse.
It is.
It's the thing. It's not. I'm not making excuses. I'm telling you that this is the situation. Unfortunately, we all have to struggle to get through it right now. And yeah, it sucks. It sucks big time. I can name some reasons why, but I won't go there. But, you know, the thing is, we've got to look at, you know, again, the big picture. It's not just this. It's not just this county. It's not just this state. It's a lot of it is the state. But But the thing is, you know, at this point, if we all give up, then we get nowhere. Nowhere. Well, and I get it.
Anyway.
We're not.
So where are we getting? Where are we going?
Where are we going?
We're back to square one. When I first started coming to these meetings, which was almost 3 years ago. So what have we accomplished? What have we changed?
I mean, I thought you guys felt that the subcommittee changed some things.
But again, the ordinance doesn't mean anything unless we have the resources to enforce it.
Well, exactly, and today we don't necessarily have that.
So however,
we can work towards getting that, and that's the whole point of why we're all here. Working towards
And that's your job, to go back to our leaders, for them to go to their leaders, and move on up the chain to say, hey, we need to do something different in this country.
It would be awesome if it was that simple.
Well, it isn't, because everybody makes everything political. That's why it's not that simple.
It's not about political at this point.
A lot of it is.
Right now, the economy is horrible.
We're
all paying ridiculous
things. Our leaders. It's our leaders' fault, the economy.
Correct, but that's not political. Yeah. That's a matter of the facts of why
things are worse. Well, we didn't have all these special interest groups that get their little things that they need.
See, but that's the political side.
And that's the political part.
And I'm not talking political. I'm talking we're all struggling right now.
Right. And
I can't make
it to
myself. And
I'm
still making
that everybody
will
be going to their leaders and saying, hey, what are you going to do to change this?
I am still making an effort. I come 2 hours after working a full day of work. I can't make it to meet it myself right now.
I understand, but you guys don't have the power.
Because I care about what's going on.
But you don't have the power to change things. You're not.
No, you know what? Every one of us has the power to change things. Every one of us. We may not be able to change the big picture tomorrow.
So what have you done to change things in Kern County?
I voted. That's how I tried to
change things. Exactly. Well, that's one of the ways. And again, there's other ways. There's putting out your effort. I watch Sunday over here struggling every day.
I
see her stuff every day on Facebook and that. And I try my hardest.
You see her struggle, but she's on Facebook. Well, you don't see my struggle. You don't see other people's struggle.
We do.
We're not on Facebook saying, oh, I got 10 bucks. Oh, I got 20.
No, and that's the thing. I'm talking about helping her by, you know, again, I can't donate. I would love to donate. I would love to give to everybody that's doing this.
Hey, can I interject? We have a meeting. Can we try and stay on topic here?
Yes. I was waiting for
I just feel that we all can make a difference, and we are working towards goals in the end.
Okay, we're going to move on. Staff announcements or reports. Our director, Director Cullen.
If I could, I think there's a couple of people that have come in since. Is anybody else? No. No, okay. Disregard, I was wrong.
Good evening, everybody. Nate Cullen, Director of Kern County Animal Services. I shouldn't use this phrase, but not to beat a dead horse. Every year, there are budget hearings that happen downstairs on the first floor. There's multiple budget hearings. They have a budget hearing in June, and another one in July, and then a final budget hearing in September. And I don't know if anybody in this room has ever been to those budget hearings, but there are 30, 40, 50 members of the community, and they line up to get their 3 minutes to speak. And that's when they tell the board, politicians, and the county administrative office what matters to them. And to be honest with you, a lot of that work is also done behind the scenes by community members. Okay, they're constantly, consistently getting to know who their board member is, getting their board member knows who they are, and rationally presenting what they feel resources should be applied to. Couple that effort that happens with other agencies, with those board meetings that determine budget, that's how resources get applied. I can go and scream all I want. For the most part, nobody listens to me. My significant other doesn't listen to me, let alone the board member. So, am I going to sit here and tell you that if you show up at a board meeting and you calmly and rationally say, I believe that there needs to be more resources invested in animal welfare in Kern County, am I telling you that that's going to make a difference tomorrow? No, I am not. I would be lying to you if I did. But consistency is what's important. And I'm telling you that I've been the director since 2014, 8 years. I'm at those board meetings every year, every one of them. They're late at night sometimes. And often I'm the only person that is speaking out for animal welfare. So, you know, I get everybody, trust me, I get the frustration. Trust me, I get the counter argument that don't lose faith. I wake up every morning and I decide whether I'm going to keep driving. But there are ways that the institution of government is set up to give you a voice. And I'm sorry, for the most part, it is not in this room. It is downstairs, first floor, board chambers. It is emails and phone calls and face-to-face conversations with your board members.
Been there, done. So I'm well aware of the process.
It's just a suggestion or recommendation from the director of how things can get
advocated for a lot of people to email.
Excuse me, Susan. This is your top. Okay.
I'm responding to
you. This is not your turn to respond to it.
And if anybody ever cares to reach out to me and give you the dates of those budget hearings and maybe even some tips on what to say and what not to say. I think most of you have my email address, so I'll be hashing it out. Okay, back to the matter at hand, the director's report. We're struggling in the shelter, to be honest with you. You know, like Susan said, I've said it ad nauseum up at this podium that trends are worrisome and trends are unfamiliar right now. By trends, I mean the amount of animals that are coming in. They're still statistically less than they were in 2019, still. But we're producing less live outcomes because there are less people interested in adopting pets and less rescue organizations willing to take animals from our facility, most likely because there's less people adopting pets from them as well. Why that is, I don't know. But all that means for me is that I gotta go back to the drawing board and try to figure out some way to trigger the community to take some of these pets. And I'm in a different position. I'm not a volunteer. I get paid to do this. But I'm gonna continue to try to do it. I'm going to continue to whatever's left of my brain to work to try to figure out some solution on how to dig us out of this problem. And listen, I didn't mean to ramble on as much as I am.
This is your section.
It's supposed to be the director's report. This wasn't part of the director's report. But, I think it's important to keep in mind we can't have short memories. I was putting together some data and some statistics. I've been doing it for quite some time for a grant proposal, and to take the big picture of animal welfare in Kern County, which includes Bakersfield, I say it all the time, but in 2012, we killed 20,000 dogs and cats. Just try to wrap your brain around that for a second, man. And I'm sorry, there wasn't any less people that were also rescuing on the streets. 20,000 dogs and cats. It's like almost 2,000 animals a month we were killing. That number has dropped precipitously, year over year, through hard work and efforts of people like you.
And you.
Well, I wasn't really in charge at the time.
No, you did. You made a big difference.
But it was because people were coming to these meetings and because they were talking to their politicians, and that's why there was some money invested in spay and neuter. That's why there was at least a little bit of investment in animal services. Is it enough? No, not at all. I need twice the amount of money that I'm apportioned now in order to do the job. But it's important to keep in mind that there is a longer trend here. And going back 10 years, you know, things continued to improve from a shelter perspective. And since 2019, you know, it's tough for me to put my finger on what's happening or why it's happening or what's going to happen next month. You know, it is not an accident that we are seeing consistent stream of animals that are approximately 2 years old, somewhere between 2 and 3 years old, that have very little social ability in our facility. And that more than likely is because back in 2020, veterinary care dried up. That's the problem that I face, is trying to figure out how to solve that. And use the funding that I'm given to do that. So I'm going to continue to do that. You know, this problem of animal welfare in Kern County and Bakersfield, I've said this before, it has existed for over 100 years. I'm not making that up. I have news clippings from the 1910s and 20s where the Kern County pound was destroying 40,000 animals a year. And that is tragic. But think about that. This is a problem that's been in existence here for over a generation. 100 years. None of us are going to solve that today. In fact, I guarantee you that if there is ever a solution in this county and there aren't nearly as many animals running on the streets, none of us will probably be here to see it. But if we all give up now, then somebody's going to have to start over. Step down off my sofa.
Can I ask a quick question?
You can ask questions after your questions, okay?
Thank you.
I want to interrupt him here. Wildlife.
Yeah, I'll just quickly go over this. I mean, one of the biggest things to take note of is that our vaccination clinics are really starting to get some people to show up. And just in the month of May, we issued 250 rabies vaccinations and 358 parvo, which is really important. I think the month before, we did like 333 parvo distemper vaccines. So the more vaccines we get out there in the community, the less parvo and distemper we're going to be seeing at the shelter, which we still do see parvo and distemper at the shelter a lot.
Yeah, they got the wrong date.
It's important to keep in mind. By the way, those parvo distemper vaccines are still free, thanks to Petco Love. No cost to any resident, city or county. We did run a handful of, we were really in the community a lot in May. We had 3 adoption promotions. We partnered with the Best Friends folks and Bounty Paper Towels. On May 20th and May 21st, we had a fee waived adoption weekend. That was successful. We had an impromptu May the 4th be with you adoption event on May 4th. And then we've been trying to get out to Petco as often as we can. So on the 28th, which is that Friday before, for that Labor Day, Friday before Labor Day, we had an adoption event at Petco. We're really trying to get out in the community and do more of the off-site adoption events just because we have a lot of success of taking dogs that wouldn't normally be seen as adoption candidates, get them out in the community, take them out of the kennel. It's less confusing for the general public, and they seem to have a higher likelihood of being adopted once we get them out there. Also in May, we participated in a community event in Rexland Acres. The county's been investing a lot of dollars in improving quality of life for Rexland Acres residents. The park there has been completely remodeled and redone. They had a kickoff on May 28th that we sent our staff out to offer vaccines and rabies vaccinations and licenses as well. And then we were also out at Second Saturday. I think we'll pretty consistently probably be out at Second Saturday's weather permitting, because because we seem to get engagement with a different slice of the public than we usually would. Downtown Bakersfield, the gal that goes out to these events, her name is Berkeley, and she's always surprised because she says, you know, most of the people have never heard of us before. Yeah, there's a lot of people that haven't heard of animal services before. Wow. We had a few vaccination clinics, one in Lake Isabella, which was very successful. And then we had a spay-neuter clinic also in Lake Isabella. And then we had a spay-neuter clinic in Taft, and I'll touch on the statistics from those spay-neuter clinics in a minute. Field services, 1,273 calls in the month of May, which was actually about 100 calls less than we ran the month before. Why that is, I have no idea. I did take note that in the month of May, we secured 108 dogs back on property. And I was looking into that number because it's about twice what we would normally see. And one officer, Officer Castillo, secured 61 dogs back on property himself. So I made sure he got that away. Part of their direction nowadays is to do everything he can to keep that dog on his property. Another shameless plug for DocuPet, please license your pets. Statistically, if there's any questions, I can answer those. Spay-neuter, 48 spay-neuter services were done. That says Button Willow. That's a typo. It's not Button Willow. That was half. 48 spay-neuter services in Taft, and then the 27th, we did another spay-neuter clinic in Lake Isabella. Volunteers continues to increase. We had over 555 hours that were given in the month of May. Month over month since December, it's been continuing to increase, which is a good thing. And then the last page, just to touch on, is our spay-neuter funding. We're wrapping up fiscal year.